The news in touch with your world. I'm Olkatsia. Good afternoon. Police launch hunt for farm attackers and Mbete not ready to rule on secret ballot. Three male suspects are at large after allegedly attacking a middle-aged couple and making off with items of clothing from a farm near Tiernissen in the Free State. Police spokesperson Malebo Kosana says the couple was approached by the suspects at about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He says upon returning to their home, the suspects allegedly stabbed the 50-year-old male victim in the chest with a garden fork and fled with two bags of clothing.
The male victim was taken to a Bloemfontein hospital for medical treatment. Police then recovered the stolen bags and contents about 4 to 5 meters away from the scene of crime. Suspect was still at large. A case of assault and theft was opened for further investigation.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Baleka Mbete, has responded to the Democratic Alliance on their demand for a decision on whether or not the motion of no confidence vote in President Jacob Zuma will be conducted by secret ballot. In a statement released this afternoon, the Speaker's office says her decision will be communicated to all parties at the soonest possible opportunity ahead of the vote scheduled for August 8th. DA Chief Whip John Steenhuisen this week asked for Mbete's decision on the matter by today. The Constitutional Court ruled that the Speaker has the discretion to determine a voting procedure in a motion of no confidence, and that decision must be rational and not be made arbitrarily. Mbete says due to the circumstances, her decision requires careful consideration in order to satisfy this requirement, and she's asked for time to make an appropriate choice. President Jacob Zuma says there are many people who don't understand the ANC and think the party belongs to certain individuals. Zuma was addressing the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the death of Chief Albert Luthuli in Groutville on the KZN's north coast. Earlier, he unveiled a memorial near grave of the former ANC president and Nobel Peace Prize laureate. He's told dignitaries and other guests that the ANC evolves with the times.
The ANC of John Dube was not like the ANC of Mandela and Sisulu, because times had changed. And the ANC is capable of adapting to new conditions.
And a clever young man from China has managed to eat the finest meals served in first-class airport lounges for free for a year by simply buying one ticket. According to the Mirror, Kwang Ya Yitpo simply bought himself a single first-class ticket and started enjoying the free five-star food and drinks in the airport's exclusive VIP lounge. Then, right before his flight, he would reschedule it for the following day, meaning he could return for more of the swanky food and free booze. He did this for over 300 days in a row before cancelling his ticket just as it was about to expire, meaning he also received a full refund. Your top story at this hour. Three male suspects are at large after allegedly attacking a middle-aged couple and making off with items of clothing from a farm near Tiernissen in the Free State. For all the latest news, you can like OFM News and Touch With Your World on Facebook.